Many people around the world have now widely come across K-pop, K-food, K-beauty, K-drama. But are they familiar with K-lights? I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. 배가 고파서 밥을 차렸는데 문득 네가 앉아서 내 앞에서 웃어서 멍을 때리 Welcome to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio on this Friday. It's November 26th, 2021. We just listened to BO with 문득, suddenly. K-Lights. Okay, so in Korea, you know that Christmas or the holidays are coming when the department stores or the shopping malls, they start to get super brightly lit. You can't help but stare. It's a work of art. It's beautiful. We understand most shopping stores do get dressed up quite nicely, actually, during the holiday seasons elsewhere as well. It's not a Korea thing. Definitely not. I mean, there's countries like Germany and New York that just take it up to another level. But let us tell you, Korean department stores, they are no joke. They mean business when it comes to holiday illuminations. Beginning with a humongous tree outside the building, sometimes even inside, actually, which every couple, family, group of friends, they all want to take pictures of. And they light up thousands and thousands of light bulbs all around that just sort of make you feel like you're almost floating in the middle of a galaxy and all the stars are lighting up around you. Not only that, some even use giant digital video projections or video mappings to play holiday-themed graphics. You can't stop looking at this. I mean, literally every onlooker on the streets, they will stop to take photos. It's a sight not to be missed every year around this time. So, like I said, it's Friday, November 26th, right? This is the last weekend of November. We assume that these stores are expecting heavy crowds already. So if any of our listeners, whether you're living in Korea or maybe you're timed perfectly where you're visiting Korea right now, although I will say, because of COVID, I think the chances of that are a little bit less likely. Well, do make sure to stop by a department store to enjoy the sight. I had a friend, whenever she was in a bad mood, her boyfriend would take her through one of those automated car washes. It just made her feel better. I don't know, maybe it's like the symbolicness of the car wash, washing the gunk off your car. It's kind of fun. It looks like a crazy octopus attacking you, right? Beating your car with those whippy cleaning rags. Well, if you're in a bad mood, maybe going to the department store. This could be a picker-upper around this time of the year. I dare you to stay in a bad mood after you look at some of these beautiful light decorations. Let's listen to a song by Hwasa. This is her new one. I'm a Pichu. I don't know how to read this without being inappropriate. It means I'm a light. We're back after having listened to Hwasa's I'm a Bee. All right. You guys liking her new stuff? It's Hwasa. How can you not like it? All right. Let's talk about how you can tune into our show. You can catch us on shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe. 9.630 megahertz, that's bound for India. Apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and of course, podcasts through whatever podcast app you guys like. If you want more info on our show, you can go to our homepage. That's not just our show, actually, any of the shows on KBS World Radio. You can visit world.kbs.co.kr. For our show specifically, we have a Gram account. Go to @KBS K-pop. Give us a follow. Leave us your comments. Write in with your song requests. You can do all that good stuff connecting with us on that account. So once again, @KBS K-pop. If you are not already following us, please do so. If you're also a podcast listener, I am asking because, you know, the spirit of generosity, I feel like you may be more likely to listen to my request. Give us a rating on the podcast. Again, generosity, 5 stars, go for it. Or whatever amount of stars you feel that our show deserves. I will say, though, podcasts, we cannot play the full version of the music. That is one slight downside to it, but you can still join in on the fun in terms of our fun chit-chats and our segments with our special guests. Let's listen to two songs before we get into coffee or tea. Tiara with Tiki Taka. Then we have 17, Rock With You.
Stay with you.
Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. Another fun Guinness World Records story for you guys. We love these, right? Earlier this month, a British cyclist seeking to raise awareness for men's health, or at least men's health issues, this person broke a Guinness World Record for the largest continuous GPS drawing by bicycle in 12 hours. Nicknamed the Pedaling Picasso, Anthony Hoyt covered a distance of about 107 kilometers on the streets of London, and he used a GPS tracking app to create a massive image of a man with a mustache. According to Hoyt, the image was in recognition of Movember. This is the annual thing that, you know, men are encouraged to grow out mustaches during the month of November. For fun too, yes, but also to raise awareness for men's health issues, including mental health issues. This record-breaking ride began November 13th, and it was completed 8.5 hours later. As we can imagine, it's not easy. 107 kilometers, on top of that, gotta make a drawing. Well, Hoyt told Guinness he experienced some difficulties early on even, because there were some unexpected road closures. He said, after his ride, that is, luckily, the key bits, like the eyes, nose, mouth, and the stash, went to plan. There were a few more issues towards the end, including the crowds of Portobello Road Market. But I was less concerned about that, as the shape of the hair, it isn't critical. Hoyt's ride earned him the Guinness World Record for largest continuous GPS drawing by bicycle in 12 hours. There is a record for everything, no? What if you were to do this, but instead of by bicycle, you could do it by, like, kayak, right? I bet you'd have a lot less competitors for that category. Or by unicycle. See, the key to these world record things are you have to make it super specific and random so that nobody has ever tried, has ever even attempted this before. That is the key to getting a world record. Like stacking the M&M candies, like 6 apparently, that's all you can really do. Anything more, that's a new world record. Go for it. If you guys are bored, sitting at home, eating some chocolate-covered candy, go for it. Aim high. Go for 7, all right? Let's listen to Chunga, Bicycle. Following that, we have Seoul featuring Tama, Ride. Vibes.
1 to 5.
It's that time again. Fridays means Peter's here with his playlist for our Vibes segment. He's brought in 5 songs that match a set mood for this week. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Angie. Can I remake our Vibes 1 to 5?
What? Why would you ruin something that's already perfect?
Because sometimes when you remake it, there's a different appeal that can come from it. Okay, so I'll do the Vibes.
Okay.
You do the 1 to 5.
All right, let's
we'll
try
see
it again.
How it goes. Okay. Vibes!
1 to 5.
It started well, and that was my part.
Original's better.
And then it just went downhill. Do you think that with most remakes, are you yearning for the original? Are you saying that's the true essence of whatever it was, a film, a song?
I used to.
Mm-hmm.
These days, I think technology has improved, and humans
yeah.
have improved. Because I think we can all agree every generation becomes more talented than the last.
Oh, big statement.
No, because generally speaking, we still mm-hmm. have the exceptional geniuses.
Yeah.
But the
Thanks
average.
Thanks for pointing me out. Okay, yep.
The average, because we're eating better, mm-hmm. we're you know what I mean? We're exposed to more education and training. We have more free time to practice singing, whereas okay. back in the day we had to like survive.
Harvest those sweet potatoes. Indeed we did. I get your argument.
Yeah.
It's really a toss of the coin for me. Some remakes, I'm all about, yeah, that's brilliant. Mm. Others, like The Karate Kid, in terms of movies, I was like, no.
Okay.
Leave the original as it is. And then I think it depends on your age and whether you love the original when it was first out.
There's sometimes a nostalgic attachment.
Yeah, which is totally unwarranted sometimes. And this seems to be, and it's not been a recent phenomenon, maybe like the past year or a couple of years, loads of K-pop songs coming out are remakes,
yeah.
right? Some of them will slap it on the label and say, this is a remake. Others are kind of just flying under the radar. You might not know. It's a remake
All
in
right.
some cases.
So you have gathered 5 remakes then.
I have indeed. And I don't know if this flew under the radar. Probably not, because
no.
Joy's album, Joy of Red Velvet fame, that is, that came out in 2021, was a special release with loads of remakes. But I didn't realise that the track, I think it's the title track, Hello
yeah.
or Annyeong, was that. Actually,
that it was a remake.
Park Hye-kyung was the original artist, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know either. So Park Hye-kyung from the rock group, modern rock group, The.
Yeah.
What a name.
I do know Park Hye-kyung.
Okay.
But I did not know this song by Joy was hers.
I don't think it was a massive hit at the time it was released. And I think Joy's version did do a lot better in the charts, yeah. And so I thought that was a great start because, hello. 안녕 is what we can say to our listeners. Right, I've put a lot of thought into this.
I just think whenever you say hello, Adele's hello.
Hello. No, and this, though, it's a bit confusing. In the Korean, there's a lot of goodbyes as well in the song as well, mm-hmm. saying 안녕 and then goodbye. But in Korean, remember, 안녕 means both hello yeah. and goodbye.
Do you ever get that joke? Living in Hawaii, I got it all the time. Aloha means hi and bye and love. How can you tell the difference?
Does it mean all the things?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Love as well?
Yeah.
So what, you say I aloha you?
No, but it's like, we in Hawaii, when you're living in Hawaii, nobody speaks only Hawaiian.
Okay.
We like mix Hawaiian words, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, show some aloha.
Oh, some love.
Yeah, exactly.
Not some hello.
Exactly. So it's like, we can tell the difference.
Well, that's I guess it's contextual, isn't mm-hmm. it? Well, Park Hye-kyung's original English title was goodbye,
okay,
not hello.
That's confusing.
FYI.
There we go.
What?
Well, here we're going to interpret it as hello, then.
Mm-hmm.
Joy's 안녕 or hello. That was 안녕, hello, by Joy of Red Velvet.
It sounds like a girl group all by herself.
Well,
quite impressed.
The music video, I remember watching, it's a very feel-good song.
Well, there you go. We want to make you feel good on KPC, in
yes.
particular Vibes 1-5.
All right, so song number 4 now.
Girl group as a whole, Tiara, another one of my favourites from back in the day, from Second Generation. And they had this time when they went a bit disco-y, and like their clothes were all disco-y, their songs were all disco-y. And this was a disco remake, an original by what you'd call in Korea maybe a taesombae, like one of your big seniors,
okay.
much older than you. Nami in 1984 did the original of Bingle Bingle.
Oh, that's a doozy, time away.
Round and Round, yes.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, this is a real fun disco track. It starts off like it's going to sound really edgy and modern. It's mm-hmm. kind of like Bingle Bingle. Bingo, bingo. And then it drops to all this disco funk and real fun time. And it kind of reminds me a bit of Sunny, the movie where they have a lot of that kind of music from the day, like Boney M mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Yes.
Tiara, yeah, they really hit their peak. and then had that whole controversy that kind of brought them down.
That was a shame. Because them and some other second generation groups, they had some bangers, some amazing hits, right? Roly Poly and whatnot. But Bingo Bingo, I think, didn't get as much attention as the others.
This one went a little bit more under the radar.
Yeah, but it's a really funky remake. And I would say in this case, I prefer the remake to the original because I was barely a toddler when Nami's version came out.
Yeah, just stylistically, music's kind of changed since the 80s.
Yeah, and the song is disco-y, but the message is like one... I wonder if you've been through this, because I don't think I have. It's like two people who kind of like each other, but they're just going around in circles, right? Mm. They just keep missing each other, and they don't connect and stuff like that. There's just lots of missed opportunities. Have you had that experience?
I think I have.
Really?
But I believe love is also timing.
Yeah, that's what I think completely. But I don't think... I would like to think I would have grabbed the other person at one point and said, look, this is just ridiculous. Let's just stop going round and round.
I think you think that, but then in that moment, it's just situational
reality.
Things or even self-esteem things
okay.
that prevents you.
Yeah, and maybe it's just my memory clouding things. Maybe we've all been through that.
Yeah.
Next one. This is all about the remakes, MSG Wannabe, right? Mm. I'm sure you've talked about them on your show at some point.
Yeah, obviously a parody of the name SG Wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
My mom texted me just yesterday.
Yeah.
She's like, do you know who Isokun is? I was like, yeah, he's the member of SG Wannabe. She's like, did you know he's like, you know, the type of guy that every girl would fall for? And she's been binging all his videos. He's married to a friend of mine.
Oh,
so she's
amazing.
Like, you need to get closer to that friend. I was like, what? So I could steal her husband? I was like, what's the point of that?
Your mum knows you're married with kids as well, doesn't she? I hope so. Yeah, so this, I love the name. MSG is talked about a lot here because we use it a lot in our cooking. And I believe there's nothing wrong with it because health-wise, I think they've not proven any links to anything bad health-wise. And it just enhances the flavor of many things. But that's what they're all about, right? Making things more flavorful. And they remade Sangsang Tohagi, Journey to Atlantis, which is a girl group song. And it's all these guys. I way prefer it.
The remake?
Yeah, especially who's the guy with the like rocky voice? It's Kim Jong-soo, I think. And he does the bit in the chorus, which is like the throwaway line after the main line. It's like, oh, more gum jugya, like in a rock voice.
Okay.
And, it's just
you
brilliant.
You do like rock.
I think I do have a little rocky. I'm quite like Bad Boy, leather jacket, motorcycle.
No Bad Boy would ever say that.
No, so when I first heard that they did it, I was like, that's going to sound rubbish, or they're just going to really just make fun of it.
Yeah.
But they've got so many different styles among the eight members. My favorite is Lee Dong-hee from his role in Reply 8.
Oh, yeah, you like that.
Yeah, and there was another guy who was in a drama that we talk about on another show, 한번 다녀왔습니다, once again, Lee Sang-hee, and he played the role of a new husband there, I think.
Oh, okay.
And so there's just an eclectic mix, and who doesn't like Wonstein as well for his curly, whirly hair?
Wonstein's so hot these days.
Oh.
No, I mean, not like popular.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought your style had changed quite considerably.
No. All right, let's get to these two tracks where Peter is endorsing the remake to be his favorite over the original. Tiara with Pingu Pingu or Round and Round.
And MSG Wannabe from that Hang Out With You series. Sang Sang Tohagi, Journey to Atlantis.
Couple more tracks there, both remakes, because we are going through our remake playlist here. Tiara's Pingu Pingu Round and Round and MSG Wannabe, Sangsang Tohagi, Journey to Atlantis.
Oh,
I was hoping this song would be on the list.
And you hoped that I would sing it to you, didn't you?
I love the song so much that was forgivable.
I can't ruin it, can I?
Yeah.
It's kind of folky and not too difficult to do that part. Although, of course, I wasn't quite as good as IU.
Just a smidgen off.
And it is autumn time still here in Korea. Barely. We're coming into winter now.
It's okay. It's still officially autumn.
I wonder what is the official... I guess December, January, February.
Yep.
you would say are the winter months. So we're clinging on. And it's a song about an autumn morning, originally sung by Yang Hyun from 1991. And it's one of the remakes IU's done that you could tell, oh, that must have some old school origins, because it does sound very folky.
It did have a folky style, yeah.
And I listened to Yang Hyun's version, and it's 10 times more folky, like stripped back.
So IU did dilute it a little bit.
Yeah, it does sound a little more poppy for her. Yang Hyun is an amazing character, and I didn't put two and two together for the longest time that she was the lady who's on many TV shows and radio shows and whatnot. I didn't know she was a singer because she does a lot of just hosting and stuff.
I had the privilege of interviewing her.
I thought you were going to say doing a duet.
Oh, no.
Was she lovely?
Well, see, our writer had personal ties with her. They did something before together, right?
Nice.
And she warned me in advance,
quoted
from Yang Hyun's manager, prepare the DJs well, because, you know, the last thing Yang Hyun is tolerant of is unprepared DJs that do not know anything about her.
Oh, no.
So obviously I'm now nervous,
yes.
Right? Because I know Yang Hyun, but she is before my time.
Mm.
So, of course, I just listened to all her songs.
Yeah.
I, like, did research. I asked my husband everything he knew about her.
Uh-huh.
And this is tooting my own horn.
Yeah.
But I guess I impressed her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got along okay.
The interview was so great. I enjoyed it so much. One of my most fulfilling interviews to date.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any interesting, juicy details about Young from that interview?
I think just overall it was her aura.
Oh, really?
She's actually very down to earth.
Oh, nice.
And her English is phenomenal.
What? Really?
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't know that at
all
about her.
Considering she only lived there for a few years.
Unbelievable stuff.
Very unbelievable.
Okay, well, I use Autumn Morning. I would say, in that case, again, I like the remake. I'm choosing the remakes pretty much all the time today.
I'm going to pick original just because I think Yang Hyun might be listening.
And you have met her in person. Although, haven't you met IU in person?
No, I haven't.
All right, then.
Yeah,
that doesn't, yeah IU. You, no, I'm not going
to
say
Yang
that.
It's Yang Hyun all the way, man.
Let's get to number one. Mido and Parasol, or Falasol, depending on where you type in the search engines in English, but it's from the hospital playlist drama. Cho Jong-seok and the other actors and their, like, band in the drama, their songs have become so popular.
Yeah.
They're remakes of tracks from, like, the 90s and early 2000s. Polsa Ilyan, Already 1 Year. One of my favorite tracks from the early 2000s by Brown Eyes.
I love this song, the original.
So good, isn't it? I believe in you. I believe in your mind.
Well, this is different from your Shins and Moon, I believe.
Oh, a little. Yeah. See, I tailor it because I really did love this song. From the duo, who didn't actually perform together that long. I think just a few years, and then they broke up and came back together, and then Brown Eyed Soul was started by Niall and whatnot.
Yeah.
I thought nothing would surpass Brown Eyes, but I don't know, Cho Jong-seok, I may be a little having a man crush on him.
I think he has magic powers. Nobody doesn't like Cho Jong-seok.
I know, but his voice is brilliant
as
well.
He does have a nice voice.
With his musical acting background as well. And it's a bit stripped back, so when you listen to the band who are playing it there's not as much music going on. It's so brilliant.
And oh, is it?
It's really a romantic track, kind of talking about waiting for someone to return, waiting a year. And just if you comfort yourself, say next year or tomorrow they'll be there, you can get through it. I hope eventually you meet, because otherwise that's quite a waste of a lot of time.
Well, I think living in hope is not bad.
This is true, even if it is going to be hopeless.
If it's genuine hope, where you truly believe it'll happen next year.
Yeah, look in this thought experiment, right? Both cases, the end is terrible. But if you live positively with hope much better than living with negative thoughts and having a hopeless outcome that was accurate. Right?
You know, I'm brains and depth. What can I say?
I believe in you, Angie. I believe in your mind.
Very nice. All right. And in the last line of that lyrics that you wrote here is, I wait for you. So, Peter, we will wait for you. It's for you to come back next week.
Not next year.
Next week.
All right. Next week. I'll see you then. Hope you enjoy those tracks.
Thank you, Peter. Here's IU's 가을 아침, Autumn Morning, and then 미도 and 파라솔. I hope I'm saying that right. 벌써 1년, Already 1 Year. 이른 아침 작은 새들 노랫소리 들려오면 언제나 그랬듯 아쉽게 잠을 깬다 창문 하나. as we play for you Mido and Parasaur's Persa Ilion, already 1 year. It's time to sign off for our show, K-Pop Connection Today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.